This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Back to the phone lines, talk to Kendall in South Dakota. Hi, Kendall.
Several places in the New Testament, it talks about, you know, no whoremonger will see the kingdom of God. I was wondering, what about pornography?
Well, remember that it's not people who sin that do not enter the kingdom of God. It's those who do not recognize that they are sinners, repent of their sin, and receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Which is to say, as a believer, you're still going to be a sinner. You're still going to fall. You're still going to have inconsistencies in your life. But as a believer, you recognize that you've been justified by Christ, and the Christ that justifies you is also sanctifying you, which is to say, daily conforming you to His image. So if you have a problem with pornography, what you do is you seek accountability within the body of Christ so that you can overcome a sin which ultimately enslaves you to your own lust. Because pornography breaks the sacred bond of marriage. It tears apart the fabric of society. And when pornographic images are used to satisfy sexual desire, not only is a marriage partner defrauded, but you yourself are left empty because it is a vice that does not satisfy.
It seemed like it was almost an unforgivable thing there.
No, there is no such thing as an unforgivable sin. It's always a continuous, willful, ongoing rejection that becomes unforgivable. So it's never an act, it's a continuous action. So as long as you recognize that you're a sinner and you want to do it God's way, you have the promise that He will not only justify you, but He will sanctify you.
I was just kind of curious.
Well, it's a significant issue, but even the strongest addiction to pornography can be overcome, again, by taking practical steps to remove the temptation, by establishing an accountability structure, and by putting on the full armor of God. And I think this is really critical. The covering described in Scripture as the full armor of God is an impenetrable barrier against which the fiery darts of the evil one are impotent. So when you're clothed in the covering, you're invincible. When you're not, you're merely pawns in the devil's malevolent schemes.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.